Blog Talk Radio.
Convention to Zero Redemption by Stephen L. Bobo.
Everybody, Bozilla here, Stephen Bobo with the wheel. Had to switch it up one more time, so we should do it the other way. But I want to thank you guys for tuning in on this nice, warm end of 4th of July weekend. I hope everybody's inside, not outside, running around. And if you are outside, please have on your masks and be careful. I would like to lose you and you not come back and hear one of my shows. But today's show is a special show. Special show today of what's going on in the pipeline. And I mean in the school-to-prison pipeline. And we're going to talk about the Ugandan chapter in Africa. You heard me right, in Africa. We have, hopefully, Danielle's on, and we do have a phone
here
number.
I am, boss.
For people who want to call in. Hey, what's up? People, if we want to call in, the number is 1-563-993-5511. That's 993-5511. If you want to call in, and Danielle can plug you in and see what we're talking about. So today we're going to talk about the Ugandan chapter in Africa. These are kids that Danielle, Christy Wilson, myself, and some more people have been talking to. Especially Danielle and Christy, they both have been reading stories to these children over in Africa. Danielle will tell you about the stories she has read later on. But right now we're talking about what they need. What they need is paper, pens, pencils, stuff like this, which your average child needs in school that they don't have. I really believe that these children are our future, too. I know we talk about our kids here in America, but yet the kids overseas don't get looked at. We look at kids from overseas as strangers to our country. We build walls. Let me say that one more time for everybody who's listening. I'm speaking to the cheap seats. We build walls to keep people out, but I'd be damned if I let do that to these kids over in Uganda. Bozilla picked them up on his back, step over a wall, come through the ocean, and bring them over here. These kids need a chance just like all the kids in this country. I'm sure there's kids in this country here who need a chance, and we will get to them too. But right now, the kids of Uganda, it has my attention. They have literally shouted out to me, Danielle, Chrissy, Wilson, everybody who's in our group for help. And Danielle's will come on and tell you about the stuff she's done with them over Blog Talk Radio, what we do now. But we need more help than that. We're not asking for money. We're asking for donations, like I said before. But Danielle, if you're there, go ahead and take it.
Hey, okay, think about this, guys. Think about 20 miles, 20 to 50 miles to the nearest shopping center. Think about that. Also, so it's not like you can hit the back-to-school sale, y'all. On top of that, you need money for a back-to-school sale. And the children that we sponsor and we care for and we call them our babies, they need things that we take for granted. Things like a composition book that you can buy a pack for a dollar at Walmart. We need composition books so they have something to write on. We need colored pencils. I say colored pencils instead of crayons because you think it's hot here. Come on now. You know, they will have one big giant Crayola clump is what they will have. So colored pencils, things like liquid glue, instead of glue sticks, because as we all know, glue sticks, they dry out rather quickly. If you think that's going to ship better, okay. We need, let's see, things like that, that these are kids, this is not just one grade. They are servicing children ages 4 to 17. They are servicing both boys and girls. And I love to see when girls' education is valued just as much as a boy's. I read to these kids via WhatsApp and Facebook Live. Sometimes you can go to our In the School to Prison Pipeline. There's a lot you don't know about Uganda page on Facebook, and you'll see me on there reading. Although if you enjoy it, great, and you can bring your kids in to listen to me read stories, but I read them for them, and I love it when they are able to find somebody to download the stories for them and put them on Xerox paper, and they read them back to me. That's the miracle there. These are kids that have never even heard of some of these books, books like The Wonky Donkey, which is a big-time favorite, and now The Dinky Donkey, and they read The Gruffalo. These are books they've never heard of, and I purposely pick those books because I want them to learn alliteration, and I want them to learn to open up their mind. And you know what? Their lives are surrounded by way too much reality as it is. So throwing a little fiction and whimsy into their lives is great to keep a child's imagination alive, because when a child can imagine, they can imagine themselves as great as they want to be. Back to what they need, pencils. I've noticed that in the school system that schools are easing away from the big chunky pencils. So your regular ordinary number 2 pencils that you can get on sale will be so welcomed. Markers, anything that they can create and draw on, like drawing pads. We don't think about sketch pads and drawing pads, but drawing pads, lined paper. Even the big line paper that we learned how to draw on, that would be welcome because, like I said, they got four-year-olds that, you know, they're just learning to write. And these children, just because they don't have money and just because they are in what essentially is, could be seen as an orphanage, they have parents, but unfortunately their parents are incarcerated. And so they live here, and a lot of the money that they get is going to clothe and feed these children. So if we can pick up the ball and run it for them and pick up the things that they could use, things like, you know, school supplies, children's books, coloring books, things that our children don't even think twice about. We've been talking in the School to Prison Pipeline. Christy and Mr. B and myself, we've all been talking about trying to get on board with like Old Navy and some of the other clothing stores and some of the craft stores and things like that, because for them it's just a tax write-off, but for these kids it's the world. For yourself, you can save these receipts that you're buying these donations for and take it off your taxes if that's what you want to do. We don't care what you do in the aftermath or what you do with the receipts. We just want these kids to be able to grow to the potential that we want all our children to grow to. And sometimes just, you know what, here's the funny thing. You don't have to be in their face for them to know that you care. We've never met Mr. Maguire, who Jonathan Maguire is the head person of that organization over there that we've partnered with. We've never met this man. We've done a couple video chats with him. I speak with him on WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger and things like that. We've spoken to him. But as we know, over there sometimes things get broke up and the lines of communication get delayed or whatever. But he puts his own money into these children. He puts GoFundMe money, which there isn't really a lot of GoFundMe money to go around for him. But he uses what little bit he has for these babies. And so we're asking those of us are so preoccupied with getting our nails, lashes done, for us having the latest pair of shoes. Think about the child that's been wearing the same shirt for 3 years straight. Okay? We are looking for anything your heart is willing to donate. Think of your own children and what you would want for them. We all want our children to be successful. And the hard fact of it is, it takes money for kids to be successful. For as much as we holler at our public school system, it is head and above what they have. They have the most dedicated teachers over there, that men and women. These people, I take my hat off. I mean, I will bet y'all my mohawk that these people are willing to lay their lives on the line for these babies. And all we're asking y'all for is a couple pencils.
And what you're saying also so true, Daniel. You also got to think about this. A military hotspot where they're at.
Exactly.
You know, over there in Uganda, they don't want the, especially they don't want the little girls to learn. And that's one thing we can say here in America, we do want our kids to learn, even though we complain about the school systems, we complain about that. That's a whole nother show. But this show is dedicated to my kids in Africa. But right now, it's a hot spot over there. We do not want these kids, especially the girls, to learn. And these are things that we need to make them understand. And we have been also in contact with their, would you say, their king over there, their ruler over there. I've inboxed him a couple times. He's also said that he really opens up for us to come over and visit. So that's something on the agenda that me and my crew, Danielle, Chrissy, Cassidy, probably Don Marie, all of us going over to Uganda so we can actually sit down and speak to these kids and feed these kids and show these kids what's going on. Not only are we able to see firsthand what's going on over there, that maybe we can be role models, the older people, the gentlemen, the ladies, to see how this is supposed to be ran. Not saying they're not doing a bad job, because they're doing a hell of a job. But hopefully we could come over there and be, ambassador. There we go. The ambassador for the pipeline for these kids to see, hey, this is what happens in America. Not saying that it's the best. I'm not going to sit here and dog America, because we are better right now than that. It looks the appears to be. But we also need to know that these kids have a chance in this world. These kids could lead Uganda to a whole nother chapter. We just need your help. I don't come on here and beg for a whole bunch of stuff. I do ask for stuff. Sometimes I get it, sometimes I don't. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But maybe you guys will find it in your heart to donate pens and pencils, like Danielle said, pens and pencils. Go to the dollar store. Go to the dollar store. We complain about the dollar store, but the dollar store for them is probably like Lazarus. Probably me.
Harrison, did you say Lazarus? You just dated yourself.
I know. They don't know nothing about that. you know, we're talking about Macy's and stuff like that. Pencils and things that these kids, because little paperback books you find there. And Danielle brought up one good thing. She's the artist. She'll tell you about the painting thing she wants to try to do. And I think it'll be a great thing for these kids to learn, because Danielle has a really great idea what painting can do. Danielle, go in.
Those of you that know me, and even those that don't, if you visit my website, you see I'm very much into art. And art therapy is near and dear to my heart. And art therapy, to me, helps our children, especially our children that don't quite have words yet to express what's going on. And as Mr. B just said, this is a military hotspot. This is military, you know, where the police, you know, their police force or whatever can roll in at any time and shut everything down. That scares a child, especially when they know their parents are behind bars anyway. So when you're scared and you don't have mommy and daddy to run to, you know, that does a lot to a kid. So art therapy is something that's near and dear to my heart, because I believe that it gives a child a voice and it gives them a method to express themselves in such a way as to there's no right or wrong answer. They don't have to be afraid about what comes out on the paper, because you know, to those that are small-minded, it's just a picture. But those that really care can see, okay, we're hurting there. We're afraid of this. All right, so we can work on it. It gives you a roadmap for solutions, and that's what we're looking for, especially in our children, because you know what? It's a whole lot easier to heal a wounded child than to try and reverse a broken adult.
Come on now.
You know, I've learned about art therapy when dealing with my own son. Everybody knows my son is autistic and nonverbal. And I tell you, paint has been a saving grace for him because he doesn't have to worry about pressing hard enough, and he doesn't have to worry about anything other than just getting that color onto that paper, getting his idea on that paper. The technical part is taken out of the way. And so what I want to do with these children is I want to give them an art assignment. And I want them to draw whatever their heart tells me, and then we can do back and forth. You know, I get the pictures, and we'll talk about them and all of that, because there are no right or wrong answers. If that means I got to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning because that's 8 o'clock in the morning for them, then guess what? I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning. But I really want these babies to be able to heal the hurt that they've been hiding, because they're so busy trying to be strong, they don't realize that children are not supposed to be strong. Children are not little adults, people. They're children. They
That's
are
right.
adults in training. And if they are not trained correctly, guess what? You get some messed up adults. Just like at a job, if you don't get trained correctly on a job, what happens? Your performance is sucky. So until we can get the kids that are functioning correctly. Yes, sir.
Once again, the number is, if you guys want to call in and chime in, anything you want to talk about, the number is 563-99-3511. Chime in. Tell me what y'all think, or tell me what you think you guys could help us with. We're not asking for money, supplies, pens and paper, anything
school
that these
supplies.
Kids can write and draw, school supplies. You know, we have school supplies here in America, but them kids, they don't have it. I just want to make sure everybody has a fair share in this America. What'd you say now?
I said soap, hand sanitizer. Even like I said, we're going between ages 4 to 17. For our young ladies, what happens around about age 12? All right. Then we can definitely use those too. For our boys, you know, deodorant, powder, you know, neckties, things to make these kids feel
like something.
Like they got a future. The
right.
things that, like, all of us feel better when we got our hair done. Even the guys, you feel good when that beard is oiled. You feel good when that hair is lined up. So, I mean, they got that at the dollar store too, folks.
Yeah, but you guys also need to understand they can also use masks. We're so busy
yes.
about passing these masks out here. Pass the masks over there. They have it too. It doesn't decide to say, hey, we're going to protect the United States. But it goes all over the world. Masks.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up little dollar store masks. They got them all there. I'm pretty sure if you know doctor's offices and hospitals and stuff like that, you can ask them, like, look, we're representing this company and we're representing the kids overseas who need masks to stop this care of the disease. That is a tax write-off for whatever company, whatever hospital,
mm-hmm.
whatever thing. These kids need this stuff.
Yeah, I've been
like
doing
said,
all these making a mask out of
anybody
a sock tutorial. No, nobody's
right.
calling.
Right. Oh, okay. I'm not surprised. But like I said, and that's another thing I want to talk about, and people will probably get upset when I say this. It's so funny how when you come on here hooting and hollering, bucking and showing your butt, dancing, all this type of stuff, everybody wants to chime in then. But when you talking about something that's serious as children, nobody wants to say nothing. Oh, only time
Cricket.
You want to say something is what's going on in your country. You know, there's kids all over the world. Just not in America. There's kids all over the world. But, hell, some of y'all don't even take care of your kids here in America. But that's a whole other show there,
Ooh.
Too. But there's a lot of kids here. There's kids over in Africa who need our help. Our help. Now, my brothers and my sisters, that's the motherland. That's the motherland. That's our ancestors. That's our ancestors. I did my ancestor tree, and I found I have family in I come from lines of Nigeria, Samoa, Tonga, all kinds of stuff. But Nigeria was the big one. So what I'm saying, people, is we all come from there. So all these kids could be a relative somewhere in the family history. But how will you know if you don't help? How you know if these kids are not going to be the ones who say, hey, that's my uncle on the tip side? You never know. But people, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being real.
I know.
My kids over in Africa need help. My kids in the United States need help.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we get focused on so much other crazy stuff. We get so mm-hmm. focused on the idiot in the White House, and I said it, the idiot in the White House. We're so focused on what he does. He doesn't even believe this virus is real. He doesn't want to wear a mask on in the White House or on the ground.
Yeah.
But yet, I say I don't want to wear a mask. How many people come online and try to dog me out, block me, don't want to be friends with me? You take this as a joke. No, I don't take it as a joke. I bet you 9 times out of 10 you voted for Trump. You take him as a joke? You should. Yes, I said it. Bozilla mm-hmm. said that. I'm not going to get on here and bash nobody. But I'm just saying, people, we need help. We need your help. Like I said, we're not asking for money. We're not asking for money. We're asking for school supplies. Dollar school supplies. Dollar store. Schools are coming right back open. So pretty sure Walmart will be having them sales. Besides going to Walmart and going to, like I said, going to Macy's and buying you a little dress or buy you a pair of shoes, go buy a box of paper. Make you feel better because you're saving the kids. I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure you got enough drawers, enough shoes in your house. I'm pretty sure. Me, I'm pretty sure you got enough ties and stuff like that. Enough shoes, gym shoes. I'm pretty sure the new LeBron's going to come out. How many of y'all, my boys, going to go out there and buy them $265 pair of LeBron? But LeBron got his money. LeBron's kids got their school supplies. The kids in Africa ain't got theirs. That's just me saying. I'm a LeBron fan. I'm a LeBron fan, but I don't have his shoes. So I'd be damned if I spent $210 for a pair of gym shoes that will run over just like a pair of Walmart shoes will. That's just my take. That's my take on the whole thing. But we put our faith in so much other stuff. But the right stuff comes up and bites you, then you don't want to do nothing. But something happens. Things like, well, how come nobody told me? How come nobody said nothing? We do say things. Do you listen? I'm not getting mad at nobody. You guys have your own agendas in your lives right now. I get that. This mm-hmm. virus got everybody shook up. It does. This virus has everybody shook up. America is it's crippled. It's leaning to the side like they got hydraulics. I'm just telling you. Let me tell you what's really happening. These so-called riots and all this stuff right now, all this Black Lives Matter. Yes, I'm not going to get on that. I'm not going to preach on that. But what I'm saying is kids' life matter too. Kids' life matter too.
Amen.
And these kids in Africa, some of their parents are incarcerated. Some of their parents have been killed in combat, in war. Just like our kids get separated from our parents because of prison or drive-by shootings in neighborhoods. That's our war. But at least they're trying to fight for something over there. It's like what they believe in. Over here, we're fighting over a color of a rag. Who stepped on somebody's gym shoe? That's what we fight over here about. Because we have no allegiance to each other. We have no allegiance to each other. We're too busy stabbing each other in the back. And once again, that's a whole other show. I do it on Facebook Live all the time. I'm not going to do it on Blog Talk. This is about a particular thing. It's helping these kids in Africa. Danielle, take over. I'm out. You go ahead and go and fish it on up.
Okay. I think Mr. B said it. Mr. B kind of said it, took it on home. We all caught up watching TikTok and everything and looking at each other and taping ourselves, barbecuing and so on and so forth, y'all. When it comes down to looking out for another, we always want to talk about we got to look out for each other, we got to stick together, all lives matter, Black Lives Matter. I don't think you get any blacker than Africa, y'all.
And we keep talking about Black Lives Matter. I think that the lives of our children and the lives of their needs, I mean, their needs, I mean, come on. If your life is affected by poverty so much so that you can't get the supplies that you need, then you are dooming future generations. Because adult poverty leads to child poverty, which leads to adult poverty, which leads to child poverty. It's a vicious cycle. When all it takes is some dollar store school supplies, you never know. There might be one of these kids to be the next great writer to come out of Africa. I mean, we keep talking about the motherland this and the motherland that. Well, ain't we supposed to take care of our mothers?
That's what I thought. You know, and so what you're so funny about that, Daniel, what you're saying is, and these kids, and you know what, you can go on my Facebook page, you go on Danielle's Facebook page, you go on Kristen's Facebook page. There are pictures of these kids over there who have signs and pictures of us from the pipeline over in America. And they always say, we want to thank Stephen and Daniela and Kristen for everything they do. And these kids have never met us. They just see our pictures, and they just know that we love them and how Danielle reads to them and Chrissy reads to them, something that they don't get over there. So people understand that we're not just blowing smoke. It's on my Facebook page. Come on my page and look. Sometimes I do have fun on there and joke around, but when I talk about these kids, I'm dead serious. And another thing I am going to do a show about, I want y'all – oh, wait a minute. Let's talk about shows. Danielle, what's our new show? Our other show is going to come up.
We're going to do a show on Wednesday about 6:30, and that's when I want to get Darrell Kraft on to talk about Black Wall Street. I want to do another one, a part two, Miss Melba. I'd like to do that this time next Sunday if she's available. I haven't been able to get hold to her. We still need to get hold to Jordan's mother, the 16-year-old that is being tried as an adult for defending his friend.
I'll tell you about that right there, Jordan. How long we got real quick?
We got 2 minutes, sir.
Okay, in these 2 minutes is what we're going to sum it up as. Jordan was outside with his friend, and I guess they were playing, joking around how all guys do, hang out in front of the house or on the basketball court or whatever. And somebody came up, a bully came up, and hit his friend, knocked him down, smashed his head on the concrete. And they started jumping. He reached in his pocket, 90 seconds, reached in his pocket, and he had a straight razor type of thing, what you do cut carpet with, and he swung and hit the boy's jugular and cut it and he bled out. So now they're going to charge the 16-year-old boy as an adult for defending his friend. That's what this show is going to be about coming up. So you guys, you make your decision. You think about what I just said, and if it was your son getting to go to prison for 16 years old, going to adult prison for defending his friend. A minute left. Okay, Danielle, take us home. Thank everybody for showing in. But Danielle, take us out.
I want to thank everybody. And like I said, reach into your hearts as well as your pockets. Think about your own kid and the lengths that you will go to so your child can have the best education. And think about the little amount of money and the amount of time that it takes. Because we're not just asking for your money. We're asking for your time. It takes time to go to the store. It takes time to think about somebody else's child, and we need that. I know money is tight, people, but God gives us a certain amount of time every day in our lifetime, and you need to ask yourself what you're going to do with it. And when you go up to, when in those quiet moments when you're by yourself and God asks you, what have you done for your fellow man, what you going to say? All right, that's all I got. Love y'all. Truth hurts sometimes. Peace out, peeps.